Beginning of the parasha opens up with Moshe describing the different classes of people. Atan nitzavim hayom kolchem lifnei Hashem lokechem, roshechem, shivtechem, zikneichem, mishotrechem, kol ish Yisrael. These are the higher class. Tabchem nesheichem v'gercha asher bekerav machanecha, mechotev etzecha ad shoev mimecha. All the way to the bottom class, which are the water jars and the woodcutters. Rashi comments about the woodcutters, mechotev etzecha, melameid shebao knaniyim lehitkayer b'mei Moshe, kederech shebao givonim b'mei Yehoshua. וזהו האמור בגבעונים, ויעשו גם הם ברמה, ונתנה משה חוטבי עציים ושואבי מים. This teaches that we know that in the stories of Yehoshua, in Perek Tet of Yehoshua, that the Givonim come to ask to convert, but they do this barma, they don't really want to convert to become true Jews, they're just afraid of what's going to happen when the Jews take over. And so Rashi says, according to the Midrash, that the same thing happened to Moshe here on the other side of the Yordain, that the Kanaanim came out to convert. But they also were doing it barma, they were doing it barma. And so Moshe made them into Shoev Meimecha and Chotev Itzecha and Shoev Meimecha. That's why they're put separately, even from the Gerim. It's interesting, the Siftei Chachamim point out that, you know, it's hard to believe that they would actually successfully trick Moshe. They're almost offended by the idea. And so they say, yeah, Moshe wasn't tricked. He didn't allow them to convert. He just made them into woodcutters and water drawers, meaning they went to work for Bnei Israel. Which is also interesting, as some of the other late Achronim point out, halachically, if you don't make them into Gerim, then frankly, you're not supposed to allow them to live. The Shiva Amimim maybe can become Gerim, but if they don't become Gerim, then we're definitely not supposed to allow them to live. But over here, apparently, we learn that sometimes if they come, as people who are not trying to fight against us, then they're allowed to live and work. What I think is particularly interesting is that this is actually the third case that I've seen where a phenomenon is attributed to Moshe, or an action is attributed to Moshe, that Yehoshua definitely did. In other words, in the text, we know that Yehoshua converted the Givonim. In the text, there's nothing about Moshe converting the Kanaanim, but it's attributed to him in Chazal. I can think of two other instances. Anybody know what they are? At least two. Of something that Yehoshua definitely did in the text, and we're told that Moshe did, even though it never says that in the Torah. Anybody know? Two other cases like that? Okay, number one, the most impressive miracle in all of Tanakh, Hashemesh b'Givon Dom, when Yehoshua stops the sun. So the Midrash says that Moshe did the exact same thing in the war, I think it's against Sichon, even though the text never says that. And number two, this past week's parsha in Kitavo, so the Gemara in Sota says that that Yehoshua put down stones in the Yarden, took stones out of the Yarden, and also put them at Harival. But the Gemara says that if Yehoshua did it, Moshe also did it in Arvot Moab themselves. That Moshe actually put down stones in Arvot Moab, even though that doesn't show up anywhere. So no, the Gemara tells us that he put them in Moab, in Arvot Moab. Yeah, even before, exactly. But it never says that in the Torah. And the Gemara says, because the similar terminology by Yehoshua as it does by Moshe, that Moshe did, Ho'il Moshe Be'eret HaTorah. That's at the beginning of Dvarim. And so, and Yehoshua is told to put the stones down Be'er Hitev. So it makes a connection between the two of them. Either way, I think it's very interesting if anybody knows of any other phenomena like that, where Yehoshua did something, so Moshe definitely did it also. It's an interesting thing. Okay, Yom Tov.